and welcome to another edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. They haven't gotten rid of me yet, so I'm still here and still your host for a musical variety hour featuring the sounds of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Today's program, as usual, is something of a mixed bag. We'll be hearing the usual 20s and 30s dance bands, but we'll also mix in along the way some more than 100-year-old acoustic recordings. We'll also be hearing the piano music of Bach, and we'll be hearing some mountaineering music, what they used to call hillbilly records, at some point during the program as well. So it looks like it'll be a lot of fun. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll stick around, and let's go ahead and get started. The first record, I thought we might play a little bit of a mystery game here. I'll tell you or give you a few clues about the band leader and see if you can come up with his identity. He was born in Russia, in Odessa, in 1890, studied music as a child, moved with his family to the United States in 1905 and settled in Cleveland, where he continued his musical studies. He made his first recordings for the Victor label in 1924. The recording we're about to hear was made at his very first electrical session on June 29, 1926. Here's the giveaway, which I hesitate because it will give it away. In the early 1930s, he became more famous as host and director of the Hour of Charm all-girl orchestra, and that is probably how he is best remembered today, but in the 20s, he had a great dance band. Let's listen to this one. I'll tell you his name after we hear it. The record is called Up and Atom. If you've only ever heard his name in association with the Hour of Charm All-Girl Orchestra, that record may come as something of a surprise, because it is so out of character for his later work, but that was Phil Spitalny and his orchestra, Victor Record number 20108, recorded in New York City, June 29th, 1926, a tune by Jack Pettis and Al Gehring called Up and Atom. And did you catch that trumpet duet towards the end? How unusual is that, but what a great sound. That's a neat record, and if we had all day, I would go back and play it again. It's that good. Well, we don't have to hear that one again, but we can listen to two more Victor Dance Band records from about the same era. Incidentally, both of these next two records, by sheer coincidence, were recorded in Chicago in December, but a year apart. The first one was made in Chicago, December 17th, 1926, it's Ben Pollock and his Californians, a record called He's the Last Word, and we'll hear Hannah and Dorothy Williams, the Williams sisters, singing the vocal. After that, it's Ralph Williams and his orchestra, a thing called But I Do, You Know I Do, recorded in Chicago, December 16th, 1925. Early vocal from Paul Small on that record. It's Victor 19957. So, two more Victor dance bands for you now, starting with Ben Pollock and his Californians, and get a load of the Williams sisters, as cute as can be. Here's He's the Last Word. Thank you.
know, but I do. You know I do. I shouldn't care if you're here or you're there, but I do. You know I do. I know you love to flirt around while I just sit around and wonder what's become of you. I know that I shouldn't mope, shouldn't hope you're lonesome too, but I do. You know I do.
That's a song by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. It's called But I Do, You Know I Do. That was Ralph Williams and his orchestra, recorded in Chicago, December 16, 1925. The vocalist was a young Paul Small, who, to my ears, sounds a little bit like Dick Robertson on that record, though Dick Robertson's first records weren't for another year and a half. Paul Small, incidentally, was still at the beginning of his own recording career. The earliest record I have from him was made only 2 weeks earlier, in St. Louis, where he sang on a record by Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra. I don't know for sure that that was his very first record, it's just the earliest I have, and so this one dates from 2 weeks later. Before that, we heard from Ben Pollock and his Californians, a Victor record of He's the Last Word. That was Hannah and Dorothy Williams singing the vocal from Chicago, December 17th, 1926, recorded in Chicago's Webster Hotel. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a musical variety program featuring 78 RPM records. And the next two selections on the stack today have a bit of a Latin feel to them. First, it's Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, a U.S. issue of a recording made in London on March 20th, 1935. It's a tune by Don Marzato called Maracas. After that, we'll hear Morton Gould and his orchestra on a Columbia Masterworks 78, recorded New Year's Day, if we can believe the discographies, 1945. It's a tune by José Padilla, who was a Spanish composer, who probably had his greatest fame in this country as composer of the song Valencia back in the 1920s, which you may know. Paul Whiteman made a great record of it. He also became popular in France for writing songs like Ça, c'est Paris, and La Violettera, which was adapted by Charlie Chaplin as the song Who'll Buy My Violets, which you can hear in the film City Lights that Charlie Chaplin made. But in this case, the record we'll hear is a tune called El Relicario, meaning My Memoirs. So let's listen now first to Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, followed by Morton Gould's orchestra. Thank you. Some memory indeed, huh? That tune is called El Relicario, meaning My Memoirs, composed by Jose Padilla, performed there by Morton Gould and his orchestra, recorded New Year's Day, January 1st, 1945, issued on Columbia Masterworks 4321-M. That was part of an album set called South of the Border. Before that, we heard a record made a decade earlier in London, March 20th, 1935, by Ambrose and his orchestra, a thing called Maracas, written by Don Marzetto, issued on Decca record number 611. Up next on the Shellac Stack, I thought we would listen to two different versions of the same song. The tune is by Raymond Egan and Richard Whiting. It's called Mighty Blue, and first we'll hear it performed by singer Aileen Stanley with Frank Banta at the piano. The recording was made in Camden, New Jersey, for Victor Records November 4th, 1925. Then we'll head back in time 2 months, and we'll cross the country to Los Angeles and hear a version of the same song recorded September 4th, 1925, by Waring's Pennsylvanians, featuring brother Tom Waring singing the vocal. And I'd love to know exactly where they recorded this. Obviously, Victor sent out some portable equipment, and they set it up in what sounds like either a barn or an empty ballroom or empty theater or something, because it has this nice, warm, reverberant sound to it, where most other Victor Dance Band records of the era were made in their New York or Camden studios with heavy draped curtains all around to muffle any reverb so that you had a very punchy forward sound, which is nice, but there's just something to me about these nice, reverberant, spacious records that really appeals to me. See what you think. Two versions of Mighty Blue, starting with Aileen Stanley.
To lonesomeness. With a merry disguise, deceiving our grieving and hiding our sighs. But I can't go any further, and I want you to know that my heart has been broken and all with one blow. And you, who I put on a pedestal high, came down with a crash. Oh, I just want to cry. I'm not ashamed to admit that it's true. I'm tired, weary, heartsick, and blue. For now you whisper, nighty, nighty, to somebody else. I'm mighty blue.
Nice tune, isn't it? That's called Mighty Blue, and we heard two versions of it. First, sung by Aileen Stanley, recorded in Camden, New Jersey in November of 1925, and then recorded out in Los Angeles in September of 1925. We heard Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians, with Fred's brother Tom Waring singing it. Both of those issued on the Victor label. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, and we'll continue now with a couple more Victor records, although that's coincidental. Both of these, though, are what they used to call hillbilly records. Actually, the labels for both of these call them Mountaineers songs, so maybe we'll go with that term. First up, it's Ernest Stoneman and his Dixie Mountaineers. Ernest and Hattie Stoneman singing it from September of 1926. We'll hear Sourwood Mountain. And then we'll hear a really haunting song sung for us by Kelly Harrell, recorded in New York City, June 9th, 1926. It's a song that goes back to the early 19th century, at least, in England, where it was called Drowsy Sleeper, but Kelly Harrell records it under the title of Oh Molly Dear, Go Ask Your Mother. It's a really dark, haunting-sounding piece. I think you'll like it. First up, though, something a little more up-tempo with Ernest Stoneman and his Dixie Mountaineers. Here's Sourwood Mountain.
Wake up, you drowsy sleeper. Wake up, for it's almost day. How can you stand to sleep and slumber when your old true lover's going away? Once I lived in old Virginia, to North Carolina I did go. There I spied a nice young lady, Oh, her name I did not know. Her hair was black and her eyes were sparkling, and on her cheeks were diamonds red, and on her breast she wore a lily. All the tears that I did shed. When I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about her. When I'm awake, I see no rest. Every moment seems like an hour. Oh, the pains that cross my breast. Oh, Molly dear, go ask your mother if you my bride can ever be. And if she says no, come back and tell me, and I no more will trouble thee. Oh, no, I'll not go ask my mother, for she lies on her bed at rest, and in one hand she holds a dagger to kill the man that I love best.
I know of plenty of murder ballads among the Appalachian ballad singing tradition, but what would we call that? It's a near murder ballad, a warning ballad? I'm not sure. Nobody dies in it, at least not in Kelly Harrell's version, but it does end somewhat forebodingly. That's called Oh Molly Dear, Go Ask Your Mother, based on an early 19th century British folk song that was recorded in New York City on June 9th, 1926. Before that, from a couple months later, September 24th, 1926, we heard Ernest Stoneman and his Dixie Mountaineers with Sourwood Mountain, both of those records issued on the Victor label. This is the Shellac Stack, bringing you a variety of 78 RPM records from the early 20th century. And next on today's stack, I have a classical record, something by pianist Walter Gieseking, guy who had been born in Lyon, France in 1895 and traveled around Europe in his youth. His reputation in later years became tarnished because he was alleged to have been a Nazi sympathizer during World War II, and a number of his concert tours after the war were canceled because of protests. We'll leave all that aside for now and just focus on the record at hand, which is actually quite nice. This was made in New York on April 5th, 1939. It's a piano transcription of Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring from cantata number 147. It's just a beautiful performance. Columbia 17150, here's Walter Gieseking. Thank you. quite a lovely performance indeed, of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach from his cantata number 147. The pianist on that April 1939 recording was Walter Gieseking. Well, from one pianist we'll turn to another now. Here's Willie the Lion Smith with an orchestra. Although, you know, now that I think about it, Willie the Lion Smith was quite an admirer of Bach's music, and even worked in contrapuntal figures and other stylistic elements from time to time that were reminiscent of Bach. We'll have to keep our ears open and see if we hear any of them on this record. It's on the General Tavern Tunes label, recorded in New York City, February 17th, 1940. General Tavern Tunes, as the label name might suggest, dabbled from time to time in what we would now consider risque material, although usually it was fairly mild, as is the case here. We'll hear two vocalists. Naomi Price has been identified, but the other vocalist is, as yet, I believe, unknown. The tune is called Won't You Do It to Me? We'll let you hear what that's about. After that, we'll hear from Pee Wee Russell's Rhythm Makers, a record on the HRS, or Hot Rhythm Society, label. HRS record number 1001. Quite an all-star lineup on this one. We'll hear Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Max Kamensky on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Al Gold on the tenor sax, Zutty Singleton on drums, the pianist, hey, no slouch, James P. Johnson, Freddie Green's on guitar, and Wellman Bro on bass. The thing is, there'll be some changes made. First up, here's Willie the Lion Smith and orchestra.
I heard somebody talking in a most peculiar vein. It seems there was a cottage set far back in the woods. I didn't mean to listen, but these words I understood.
Oh, George, won't you do it to me? Oh, won't you do it to me? I know I'm awfully wicked, but I don't give a care. It's such a lovely feeling, and it's all yours to share. I can't control myself, you can see. So please, won't you do it to me? It gives me such a thrill that I can't stay still. Oh, George, come and do it to me. I think you're sweet, so give me a treat. Please, George, tickle my feet every evening. Please, George, tickle my feet.
Thank you.
pretty good stuff. That's Pee Wee Russell's Rhythm Makers with some fiery piano from James P. Johnson. Recorded August 31st, 1938 in New York, that was There'll Be Some Changes Made. Before that, Willie the Lion Smith and his orchestra from February of 1940, Won't You Do It to Me? Won't You Tickle My Feet? Right. Well, up next, I have a pair of acoustic recordings that were made more than a century ago. The first of these is from November of 1910, and it's a pop tune of the day by Edward Madden and Percy Winrick. We'll hear it performed by Prince's Military Band, although they get no credit on the label of this standard disc record, number A937. The tune is Silver Bell. After that, we'll hear Darius Lyons and Arthur Trepte, Victor 16047, from January of 1908. We'll hear something by Ernesto Köhler called The Echo.
Thank you.
Well, if I act quickly, I think we can fit in one more record on today's program. So here it is. Jan Garber and his orchestra, recorded in New York City on November 13th, 1926. Something a little hot to finish us off. It's Steppin' Around. A good time today. I hope you did as well. It was a lot of fun for me to pull out these 78s and listen to them with you. Thanks again for your company. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. In the meantime, if you want to write to me, my email address, as always, is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.